Hello, and welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The way our calls work is I'll do a short teaching to begin with, and then lead the listeners deep into remembrance, hopefully, and we'll try to apply the teaching into the remembrance session. So first of all, though, why do we do this? Well, we believe in a flourishing world. We believe that's possible, where every living person, every living thing, every living entity can thrive. And we know this is that's a big leap from where we are today, but it's possible. We have the ingredients to do it. We also believe that business is a tremendously powerful vehicle for moving the world in that direction. But in order for that to happen, we need leaders in business who are operating from their highest wisdom, their deepest essence, what we call their inner wisdom. And that happens by doing self-reflective work, and the tool we use and espouse, as those of you who are listening know, is the remembrance. It's a very, very powerful way to get in touch with that deepest place inside that knows the truth, that knows what's best, that will provide you with the a state of calmness and balance and centeredness that's required to make good decisions and to take excellent actions. So, but it takes practice, and it's like anything you want to get good at. We call it leadership mastery. To master things, you need to practice them. So we offer this call once a week as a way for people to tune in and practice doing the remembrance practice, accessing their inner wisdom, their deepest place, their essence, from where they can make, first you'll live a fantastically beautiful, happy life, and you'll be able to make a huge difference in the world. So practice, practice, practice. We hope this turns into a weekly or daily, not just weekly. We offer this weekly so that you'll turn it into a daily practice for you. And I guarantee you, your life will become immeasurably better and more joyful and more fulfilling. All right. So, teaching tonight, what came to me was dealing with change and adversity. Now I'm seeing a lot of stuff on the out there on social media and on the news and in other places that there's a big upset in the election. That's probably the biggest thing that's I'm aware of that's upsetting people that I know. And so that's a big chunk of adversity. But change, and it's a huge change, right, from what we've had to the philosophy to where we're headed for the next several years at least. So what do we do with that? It's upsetting. Now, so change and adversity are inevitable. Life, it's like a river flowing. If we can jump in that river and go with the flow, we're still going to run into beaver dams, we're going to run into rocks, we're going to run into waterfalls, we're going to run into, avalanches, rock falls, all kinds of stuff are going to happen, even in the river, as the river is flowing. So to go with the flow, as we say, is to, surrender to the fact that adversity and change are a fact of life, are a normal thing in our lives. And the upset comes when we think we are in control of these circumstances. That, my friends, is an illusion. Our plans are changed by outside events. A situation arises that puts our security at risk, and that could be financial, it could be physical, any other kinds of risks that we see. This is all illusion, because the truth is that we are not in control of outside circumstances, no matter how carefully we plan. And the tighter we clutch to the illusion because of all the planning that we do, the illusion that we are in control, then the stronger our reaction to the changes when they occur or the adversity when it comes up. So to deal with that and to get into the flow and know that water will find a way through, we can too. Always there's a way through. So there's two keys that I'll talk about tonight. Number one, accept what happened and how you feel about it. You can't change it, And you can't catastrophize about what's going to happen next, because what's going to happen next has not happened yet. And we tend to build this series of terrible things that are going to be happening as a result of the thing that we didn't like or want or know what to do with. You know, that event, that change, that upset that occurred. So the first step, accept what happened and how you feel, because when you do that, you now have a choice. You can say, what is my highest intention given the situation that I'm in? Given what just happened, what's my highest intention? How can I make the best out of this? Or your other choice is, who can I blame? Now, we tend to do that as human beings pretty instantly. And that's called reaction. That's not called responding. That is reacting. And we often do that without even knowing we're making a choice, because it is a reaction. It's a default setting. So noticing what's happened, noticing we're upset, paying attention to the fact that we are and how it feels like crap, then you can make a choice. You can choose to take the high road and see what your highest intention is about making this the best you can out of this, and ignoring or putting aside this desire to find someone to blame, ourselves or someone else or the universe or God or whoever made this terrible thing happen that we don't want or like or know what to do with. So that's step one, accept what's happening, how you feel about it. And number two, once you're in that state and say, okay, what is the best thing I can do here? Ask your heart in remembrance. Take that time out. Stop the merry-go-round. Stop it and step back and be with this situation and how you feel about it, and bring the remembrance into your heart. Because from there, you can ask your heart what is needed from you given the situation. And that will help inform both your highest intention and the steps you can take to move in that direction. So there's our teaching for tonight. Let's try it out in remembrance. So we're gonna dive in now. We always start where we are. We're human beings. We are unique in that we have both a physical, emotional, and mental states of being. That's what we're made up of. We're from the earth. We have emotions. We have a mental capacity. But we're also spiritual beings. We have this inner world, our soul, if you want to call it that. There's even a place deeper than that, our essence, that was here before and will be here after we leave this life. And so we have this unique combination. So let's check in and see what our state of being is in the human world, the this world. We often call it the real world. I would argue that spiritual world is the real world, and this is the illusionary world, but it's the one we know the best because here we are. So what is your physical state of being? Sit in your chair or on the floor and notice what is the effect of your connection with the earth through your feet. You know, bring your attention to the bottom of your feet and notice that connection and how it feels. Feel heavy? Does it feel hard? Does it feel soft and yielding, kind of melting into the floor or ground? Not sure where you are. If you're where I am and you're on the ground, you're about 3 feet under snow. So hopefully you're inside warm and cozy. And feel your rear end in the seat and the chair back against your back and the weight of gravity on your shoulders and your head and the rest of your body. And how is that? What is the quality of that connection? How does it feel? Light? You feel energetic? Was it heavy and a bit uncomfortable or painful? Now, bringing your attention back to the bottom of your feet, tune in, and you will notice there is another thing going on. It's a vibratory kind of a, for me, I feel right now, a buzzing sort of a sensation. So I'm not sure what it would be for you, but if you tune in, you'll notice that there's something else going on. this is energy, which is part of our being as well, that is flowing through us. And we are connected to everything, and everything is connected to us. And this is the sensation of that energy moving through us. So follow that energy up your legs and notice how it feels in different parts of your body. So your lower legs, your knees, your hamstrings, your quadricep muscles, your glutes, sits bones, lower belly, genitals, lower back, middle back, your stomach area, your solar plexus, your chest. A lot of people hold tension when they're upset there. So notice if you are noticing any tension as you're scanning, you can allow yourself to relax. We do this unconsciously. You know, there's been a day, we've had a lot of stuff going on. And so we can allow ourselves to relax as we notice, because now we're paying attention. So how about your shoulders? How about the back of your neck? How about your throat? Your face? Your chin, your mouth, cheeks, nostrils, eyes, eye sockets, forehead, scalp. So now you have a sense of your physical state of being. And just take one step back and one more tune in to notice whether energy is flowing easily and where it might be, you know, a bit constricted or perhaps even blocked. And also notice where, if there's any places you're holding tension, you can allow it to relax by just simply letting go. Okay, so let's tune into our emotional state of being. It's kind of the next layer of our humanness. So things have happened, kinds of emotions are stirred up. Might be very low level, might even be numb to any emotions. We've kind of learned that in this society, to dampen and shut off our emotions. Doesn't mean they're not there, it just means we have figured out, to cope, how to tune out and not let them take over. But allow yourself to notice. It takes practice, and in fact, it's a very, very good thing to do, because your emotions are like a weather vane. They're like a big pointer saying, this needs attention. And we can miss great opportunities to learn things about ourselves, to get information that's going to help us work through situations that would be otherwise very difficult. So what are you feeling emotionally? All right, now let's check our mental state. So we have this miraculous machine, this outstanding computer between our ears, does amazing stuff. What's it up to today? Not to engage with the thoughts that are going through, but to notice that there are some. And what is the kind of the quality of that brain up there? Does it feel scattered? Does it feel collected and calm? Does it feel kind of lost? Is it centered? Is it an up feeling, a thought feeling, a down feeling? That's emotions and mental happening together. Just notice. All right, now we have a sense of our physical, mental, and emotional state of being. Let's tune into that spiritual aspect, spiritual realm. And we do that by checking our heart. Our heart is the doorway to the depths of our being. And to help you locate it, it's not that pump in your chest, but it's a good place to go check. Imagine you're inside your chest, behind your sternum, a couple inches deep, and your heart is in there. How open and receptive is your heart right now? How ready to receive the goodies that remembrance will bring? How heavy is your heart? Talk about heavy-hearted and light-hearted. Where on that spectrum is your heart right now? And if your heart had eyes, is it looking out? Or are they looking back and kind of wary to the sides, down, or up? Just imagine, trust what you get. Now, if your mind kicks in, I'll give you a tip on how to go back inside, and that is to breathe. Bring your attention to your breath. Let's take a couple of deep breaths, deep inhale, hold, exhale, hold. Let's do it again. Inhale, hold, exhale, hold. One more time. Inhale, hold, exhale, let go, drop in. All right, now with your attention in your heart, and if you do pop into your head while we're doing our remembrance session tonight, you can always use your breath to bring it back inside. But I want you to tune into your heart, that place, that doorway to that your deeper essence, and begin to add your remembrance slowly and silently to yourself, and watch what happens. What's happening to your heart? Allow it to open to receive even more. What's happening to your body? What's happening with your mental state and emotions? And with each repetition, let go a little more and follow your remembrance deeper. Let it carry you down and back. Or wherever it's taking you, trust what you get. Keep repeating. Keep opening. Keep letting go. You get caught by your mind, or maybe a noise outside your place you are. Use your breath to take you back inside. And keep repeating. Okay, keep going. And if you've had an upset recently, if there is a situation that has you baffled and confused, or a change has occurred that is upsetting because you had a different plan, notice where you're hanging on, where you're hanging on to what you want, what you had planned for, what you expected. Notice how you're clinging and grasping, and allow it to yourself just to let go. Let go of the illusion that you're in charge of anything. Surrender to the river. To the flow. To what is actually happening. To what wants to happen. Allow your heart to open it up. With remembrance. Just keep remembering. Allow yourself to feel the feelings, to notice the effect of the upset on your physical, emotional, and mental state. And ask your heart, given this, what's needed now? And open yourself to receive the gifts that are there for you, the mercy, the compassion, the love, the strength, the courage. The reverence and what's being asked of you as your first step on the path through this adversity. Just keep going. Open. Trust. You don't have to think or analyze. Just open and notice. And follow. Keep going, opening, dropping in, letting go. Paying attention. Thank you. I'm going to go for another 5 minutes or so. What is this situation calling for? Compassion, understanding, acceptance. A respectful stand, you'll know when the right thing to do, the right action that's in alignment with your essence and your heart, because it will make itself known like a clunk, like a deep, deep knowing. And you can trust that. One more minute. Okay, so if there's information still coming, if you're feeling incomplete, please continue right now, because your heart has more to show you. We'll return to this, but if it's happening, keep going. And then you can use this tool, this practice, this remarkable gateway to what's best for you and others. Anytime, anywhere. Tonight it's about when change and adversity that's upsetting happens. Remember, accept, feel, and add the remembrance to be given what you need and to receive what's needed from you. All right, thank you. Until next time, have a wonderful day and evening. Bye-bye.